Wouldn't it be nice if we could find peace amongst the chaos in the world and our life? Hi, this is Dave Krajovic. I'm here with my partner, Pat. And we're from Ascension Breathing. And wouldn't it be nice if we could find a way to come to peace and bring peace into our life in this world of chaos? There's a lot happening in the world today. I mean, with our own personal lives, our jobs, our families, but right now, the politics that are going on, the degradation of people, the belittling, the demeaning, the terrorist attacks around the world, there is a lot of chaos, a lot of anger, a lot of manipulation, control, fear. How do we ever get a good night's sleep in all that? Well, the answer, we believe, is to put all that aside, all those thoughts, all those judgments of right and wrong, and come into a place of unity. And by unity, we mean unity consciousness. For the greatest of teachings of all the great masters that walk the planet is that we are all one. This is a hard thing to grasp when you have so many people doing things that just aren't very nice.
But unity consciousness is a hard concept for some of us to grasp. It's easy when we say one with something that's positive and beautiful and lovely and gracious and gentle. It's another thing to say one with something that is against what we wished it would be. I can be one with the sunrise, one with the sunset, peaceful, beautiful. I can be one with a flower that's blossoming to the warmth of the morning sun. It's hard to be one with someone who's hurting us, offending us.
That is so right. And remember this principle that I'm sure many of you have heard before. What we resist persists. What we resist, we make more real. It gets more real in our experience. There are underlying truths, absolute truths as to how this works and why it works that we teach in our other programs. And when you get this, you become the master of your life and you can bring peace into your life no matter what's going on, no matter where it's going on. Seems impossible, but such is not the case. And if enough of us do it, if enough of us join together and be the peace, be the change we wish to see in the world will change. You know, I love, and Pat often quotes this to me, is what Wayne Dyer says about the things you look at. What does he say, honey?
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Ponder that. When you change the way you look at things, the very thing that you're observing transforms. How is that possible?
And so it's back again to resistance. If you continue to resist something, you're continuing to hold whatever it is you're looking at in a firm and fixed manner. There's no way for it to change. It's impossible. Embracing it, and in effect loving it, which is the basis of Ho'oponopono, if many of you have heard of that healing technique, very popular, very powerful. It's about loving what is. And the way to do that is the recognition that we are all one. It is said, and the Native Americans have a beautiful expression, and they refer to God as the spirit who moves through all things. If God is the spirit that moves through all things, then God is in me, God is in you,
God is in the trees, the plants, the flowers, the animals, and the evil that you see being expressed through others.
In everything that you see that is separate from yourself, everything that you judge as not being right, that statement, the Spirit who moves through all things, means that God is in that too. Why? For a greater mystery than maybe neither you nor I at this moment understand, but trusting in that mystery is the power. We have a wonderful class called The Five Golden Keys to Mastering Your Day, and one of those keys is recognizing the mystery that's underlying all of life, all of creation. When you come to that awareness, you have truly taken a step up the evolutionary path. And there's a calmness and peace that settles over you because you know that everything is just as it's supposed to be. Imagine if you could feel that way. That is just one of the five golden keys. It is a great truth. So let's go and let's begin to look at oneness. Because when I am one with you, and I am one with, we'll take Pat here, then it's really hard for me to judge something about her and complain about her when I'm really complaining about myself. For we are all one. This one concept will change your life. If you wake up tomorrow and affirm that I am one with everything, with everyone, and say that mantra through the day, you will have a very different day than if you didn't do that. So our meditation tonight is going to be about removing the roadblocks in consciousness that say, I am separate, I am distinct, I am unique, I am better than, more worthy than, I better get mine so you don't get yours because there's not enough. When we're all one, we treat everyone as if, how would I treat myself? If we are all one, how would I treat myself? And, you know, I just have to add, where have you heard this before? Well, let's go back to the Bible, where the Lord Jesus said, what? The golden rule.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Why? Because we are all one. So let's begin. Let's get comfortable. Let's go into the meditation of oneness. Relax. Prepare your space. Tell it that you're going to become one with the space. And everyone just needs to breathe and relax. Be and relax. Just be who you are. Not the thoughts you think you are, but who you really are. So get comfortable, spine straight and erect so the energy flows freely. Take a deep breath in and let it out nice and slow. Another deep breath in and let it out nice and slow. And as you do, just affirm, I let go of all stress and I relax into this moment. One more time.
So just get quiet and start looking at your breath, knowing that we create on the in-breath. And let go of all limitation on the out-breath. And observe breath coming in, breath going out, filling our cup, emptying the cup, filling and emptying. And now let us invoke for divine support to the Supreme God, to the Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all of our holy, holy angels and archangels, and all the saints, beings of light, spiritual helpers, teachers, gurus, guides, to our ancestors, to our higher self. Thank you for divine guidance. Thank you for the divine insights. We thank you for the divine protection, for divine awareness. We thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the spiritual gifts. We are so deeply grateful, and we receive them with an open heart, in full faith. Thank you, so be it, and so it is.
Connecting the breath so there is no pause between the inhale and exhale. Just let it flow naturally. No beginning, no end to the breath. One continuous breath.
So if a thought comes up, I am not my thoughts.
If thoughts come up, focus on the breathing. Focus on the breath. Focus on the energy that is moving with the breath. Feel the life moving through you. I am not my thoughts. I choose to clear all limiting thought, all thought of separation, thought of fear and guilt and shame. I let go of all thoughts of separation.
And if you experience a feeling or an emotion, I am not my emotions. My emotions are just energy in motion, moving through me effortlessly without attachments, like the clouds move through the sky. So who am I, the I that feels? I am that I am. Master Choko Sui's meditation on the I am. I am that I am. I am not the body. I am not the emotions. I am not the thoughts. I am not the mind. The mind is only a subtle instrument of the soul. I am the soul. I am a spiritual being of divine intelligence. Divine love. Divine power. I am one with the higher soul. I am that I am. I am one with the divine spark. I am a child of God. I am connected with God. I am one with God. I am one with all. There is only oneness. No separation. There's only oneness. Letting the breath connect without a pause between the in-breath and out-breath. No pause. Letting the feelings go through you. Letting the thoughts just go by. Connected in one. One with God, one with all. Safe for me to let go of my feelings of separation. It's safe for me to trust that I am loved, that I am lovable, and that I am loving, and that I am never, ever, ever alone. Putting your attention on your heart, feeling the heart expand, the armor melt, and the heart just vibrate with the most beautiful feeling of love and acceptance. Ah, it's bliss. So I am finally getting that it's war or it's peace, but it all begins with me and with you and what is in our hearts. It all begins with me. I let go of my need to judge myself. I love and forgive myself. I am innocent. I let go of my need to judge another. That causes separation. I love and forgive others. They are innocent. We are all just doing the best we can. When our mind is closed and our hearts are hard, we are separate. I I allow you to believe what you believe and to be who you are. And I allow me to believe what I believe and to be who I am. And in that, we are connected. Connected and one. There is no right or wrong. There is no win or lose. Safe to be. Safe to open my heart and let my light shine.
Feeling the energy of love expand through the body and radiate out beyond the field of the body. This is the truth of how it really is. Let your love grow. Let your love expand. And touch the love of others. For the truth is, we are all love. We are all one. Let your body melt away and just come into a love of self, love of everyone, everything. There is only oneness. I am one with all, connected by a bridge of love and light. Just relax. Just let it all slip away and come into the state of being of oneness. Just be still and be aware. There is only oneness. slowly coming back into the body, moving fingers and toes, taking a deep breath in, letting it out slowly, to the Divine Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all the great beings, the ascended masters of light, holy saints, holy gurus, angels and archangels, our spiritual teachers, guides, and our higher self, we thank you for your blessings, and we thank you for the experience of oneness. We thank you for always being with us, always supporting, always guiding. Forever grateful, and so it is. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this meditation. How was your experience? Were you able to feel a sense of connection? Were you able to feel more peaceful? Did you find a peaceful place? Such things are always possible when you meditate and clear the obstructions. The roadblocks of our limited thinking are what keeps us from feeling this way more often. And so it becomes very important that we meditate every day, and we anchor in that consciousness and clear those old thoughts, the cobwebs, out of our mind, so that we can come into a place of peace and connection more often. You know, I don't think there's a single concept in spirituality that is more profound, more important than we are all one. And it's hard, as we said earlier, to do that when others are being negative or there's chaos or violence around you. It's easier when you're in a meditative state. So what should you do? Pretend as if it's true and act. Even if in the moment you don't believe it, act as if it was true. Come from a place of knowing that it's one, and then act from there. You know, I mentioned earlier that program about the five keys to mastering your day. One of the other ones is inspiration. So when you act, it's like, what do you act for? Or what do you do? That's where the inspiration comes in. By connecting to Source, you come from that place. And so, as you may know, our meditations are available via download, and we're going to make a special offer that for the first 11 people, this meditation will be half price for the download. It's very inexpensive, yet what you get out of it can help you bridge the gap where you are in your life now and where you want to go. First 11 people. In the meanwhile, if you could join us in Facebook and the conversation there, that would be great. Like us at Ascension Breathing. Check out our website, subscribe to our blog, sign up for our newsletter, as we're going to be having a lot of great content coming your way, as we have totally revamped all of our programs. We've had the last year to play and test them out. We're very, very excited about what's coming. And on the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio website, if you could become a member of the Full Moon Meditation, that would be awesome too. We thank you so much for joining us. And our next month meditation, we hope you'll join us there too. The theme is Awakening the True Self. So until then, Namaste.
Namaste.